We are in the midst of celebrating National Fry Day, which, I mean, every day is National French Fries Day to us because we love them so much. But there is the official holiday mm-hmm. of National Fry Day, and we're taking your calls on who has the best fries in the area.
Let's go to Heather. Heather, who has the best fries in the area?
Hi. Waldo's Wings. It's in Winston on Rinalda Road.
Ooh.
Never heard of it.
I think we did.
They have seasoned waffle fries.
Okay.
That sounds good.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Waldo's Wings.
All right. Yeah. Yes. Best wings as well to me.
Okay.
Okay, great. Do you work there?
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you.
Okay, she didn't want to say.
By the way, to answer your question, I do like the waffle fry, but it's Chick-fil-A in particular that I think is overrated.
I see. Okay.
Sometimes they're too salty. Sometimes they're not salt. It's the consistency. Sometimes they're really floppy. Sometimes they're fresh.
And then when you get the butt, like you said, it's kind of like when you have a loaf of bread and it's like the end piece of the
butt. I like that, though. I like the butt. I'll tell you something. Here's a little tip. If you always need an emergency fry situation, if you get the waffle fries bag at Sam's and you heat it up in the air fryer.
Oh yeah, that's
good.
It
almost tastes just like
just
at a restaurant.
Yeah. Yeah, those are good. AML John. John, who has the best fries?
In my opinion, guys, how's everybody this morning, first off?
Hey, good. We're good. Thanks.
Excellent, excellent. Porterhouse next to the Palladium.
Yeah.
Fantastic, fantastic Fridays. And they have, if you guys like the sweet potato fries,
absolutely insane.
And they have a butter honey dipping sauce with them to die for.
That sounds delicious.
I love a sweet potato fry.
Yeah, me too.
That's the worst thing on the face of the planet.
Oh my gosh.
Because it's, again, the sweetness I don't like. I hate sweet potatoes. I force myself to try to eat it because talk about health. That's the healthiest
the
of all the health.
Yeah.
Terrible.
I didn't know you didn't like sweet potatoes.
I try to. I force myself to try to pretend that I like it. I can't do it.
They're not that sweet.
No.
It's not like you're eating
candy. No, but
candy.
A sweet potato I've tried. Yeah. I've tried to make them myself and everything. Don't like
it. Can't do it.
Let's go to Alexis. Alexis, who has the best fries in the area?
Well, pretty good fries. Good morning, everybody. But the pretty good fries that I tend to find in the area, it's really close to the ones that I used to get back at home, is the Curly Fries from Sheets.
What is it?
Curly fries from Sheets.
Oh, okay.
Yep. They're pretty good. They're like the Texas from at home in Jersey.
Oh.
They have real good checker fries, which are curly, Cajun style. Sheets has pretty good, decent curly fries with some honey mustard. Can't go wrong.
Yeah, Sheets has good food.
I've never tried them before.
I think they're similar to Arby's.
Okay.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Similar to Arby's curly fries, if I remember correctly.
Do you like crinkle cut?
I love a crinkle cut.
Mm-hmm.
In a pinch. Definitely.
I love crinkle cut.
I like a crinkle cut because it holds my ranch.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't do ketchup. You do ranch.
I don't love ketchup. Every once in a while.
Oh, my God.
If it's cold. If it's cold, then it comes out of one of like the ketchup-looking tall red bottles with, you know.
It has to be hot.
It has to be cold. But ranch. I do love to dip.
I'm not mad at the ranch. Mm-hmm. And Squid, what's your favorite place to get fries?
I'll probably say Cookout Seasoned Fries with a milkshake. Oh,
you like, dip it in like
yeah,
a Wendy's?
Dip it in, eat it that
okay.
way.
Okay.
Strong choice.
Yes, love it.
Oh, we are sufficiently.
Hey there, it's me, Small Fry. Guess what today is? That's right, it's National French Fry Day. I know, you're thinking about your diet. Those carrot sticks in the fridge. But come on, let's be real for a second. Just taste one. A single, crispy, perfectly golden French fry. What's the harm in that? Okay, maybe one more. And another.
Yep.
I mean, this is a once-a-year opportunity to celebrate the deliciousness that is French fries. Go ahead, treat yourself. YOLO, right? Oh, and don't forget, July 14th is National Mac and Cheese Day.
Oh, no! No matter what fast food I eat, if I order French fries, I have to eat every fry.
Mm.
Like, I get depressed if the fries start running out. Like, I reach in a bag, I'm like, I know there was more fries in this bag. Where's the rest of those fries? Then I move the napkin out the way, and I find that one little burnt piece of crunchy fry. I'm like, that's what I'm talking about, baby, right? There. My meal is complete, right? Before today, I haven't been to McDonald's in like 6 or 7 months, and I was cleaning out my car, and I found some French fries in between the seats.
No.
Yes, and the fries look better than they did the day that I bought them. I was like, how is there no bacteria on these fries? You know how bad of a food you have to be for mold to be like, I don't eat that. I was talking to one of my friends about it. I was like, yo, I found some French fries in between my seats. She was like, you found French fries? She said, I found a burger in between my seats. I was like, what, like a wrapped up burger? She was like, no, just the patty. Who loses a burger patty in between the seats? How dirty is your car that you can lose a patty? I've never once went to McDonald's and was eating a cheeseburger and the meat fell from between the buns. And I just kept eating it like, oh, I guess this is just a ketchup, onion, cheese, mustard, pickle sandwich.
That's good stuff.
Let me ask you though. I know, like, they say fries are bad, but why are they so bad? It is a vegetable. It is a potato. I know they can deep fry them in the oil. Mm-hmm. But yeah. if you can deep fry them in, like, avocado oil or an air fryer, how is it bad then?
It's probably not as bad.
Probably not, I would assume.
I think it's the frying.
It's the frying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And not great oil.
Right.
But if you do avocado oil, because it's a high-temperature oil, you could do that, right?
I would think.
I guess. I don't know.
I'm not sure, but also maybe the salt intake.
Have to put a lot of salt. My thing is this. What if you had a place and open up that says, this is the healthiest place you can go to for fries. You can eat as much as you want because we are the healthiest, and they advertise that they do that.
Well, they're also carbs. So, right. I mean, if you eat too many, this is like the rule for anything that's delicious. Eat too much of it, and it's not good for you anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
Speaking of things that should not exist, McDonald's does now have vegan ice cream options.
Oh.
Yeah.
McDonald's is now serving vegan ice cream. Mm. That way customers won't be upset when the machine is broken.
That's a long way to go for that joke. Well, not that long.